The following Studio 360 podcast contains explicit language.
This is Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson.
When I started at the plant, it felt like I was invited into an exclusive club. Not many of us folks worked there.
Not us.
So when I put on my jacket, I knew I'd accomplished something.
On this Studio 360 podcast extra, we're talking about Sweat, the play by Lynn Nottage that won the Pulitzer Prize for drama last year.
I was sick. And when I got my union card, you couldn't tell me anything. Sometimes when I was shopping, I would let it slip out of my wallet onto the counter just so folks could see it.
Here's what Lynn Nottage had to say about the project on a video on the Public Theater website.
For me, began with a friend of mine who was a single mom of two who wrote me an email explaining her situation. She found herself after working most of her life and being solidly middle class without a job and for 6 months without any real resources, and it really broke my heart. So I really set about to figure out how poverty and economic stagnation was really shifting the American narrative. And this was in 2011. And I began doing research, and we came across a city called Reading, Pennsylvania.
This could be like a real rich city, but it's not. It's a poor city. The city's poor, the streets are messed up, everything is messed up.
There's no money. Everybody's getting laid off, everybody's...
So what does that make you feel about your own future?
We're up to when I was trying to find normalcy. Red in Pennsylvania, something sad to see. The media is even talking shit on where I grew up, and it's screwed up because nobody from my city ever blew up.
The play Wild People in New York, first off Broadway at the Public Theater, then on Broadway. But not many in those Manhattan theaters had much recent personal experience with factory work or union struggles. Unlike the audiences for the Public's 18-stop tour of the play this fall. As part of what they call their national mobile unit, the play was performed for people in the Rust Belt, in places like Erie, Pennsylvania, and Eaton Rapids, Michigan, and at a library in St. Cloud, Minnesota.
My name is Brandon Woodard, and I'm here because they told me about this wonderful production. I wanted to see it for myself. I see so many stories in my own family that are replicated in various characters there. And so I'm just torn between the dynamics of it all.
The play is about a group of friends who work in a factory in Reading, Pennsylvania, who are reeling from layoffs and racial tension.
You work at the plant, right?
Along with everyone else who comes in here, duh.
You all right?
It's okay. It's a job, steady, whatever.
They pay good?
I pay my bill. What's with all the questions?
I'm just asking because I saw a posting down at the Centro Hispano.
What the fuck is that?
The Latino Community Center.
What do you mean you saw a posting?
A job posting. Olsted, steel tubing, that's your place, right?
Well, it's not my place. It's where I work.
Yeah, okay, well... They're looking to hire folks, and I know it's got to pay better than
here.
What
are you talking about? Olsted's isn't hiring.
That ain't what I heard. They're just looking to train packers, shippers. I got the info.
Yeah, let me see that. Well, all I can read is Olsted's. The rest is gibberish.
No, it's Spanish. See there? It gives times when you can go down to the plant to fill out an application for training.
Nah. This is a joke. No. No, I don't think so. First off, you gotta be in the union.
Not according to the flyer.
Yeah, well, you got it wrong.
My name is Marilena Gutierrez, and I came to see this play. In my family, there's been things that are happened like that. Like my brothers, they were like around 17 years old when they start working in a field, picking fruit and all that. But a group got in fight with them because they were doing their work faster. It's very difficult to see that that play is the reality. There is a lot of jobs that they are paying less money. And people from like another countries, they are taking those jobs because there is nothing else for us. I really enjoy the play, but it touched a lot.
The show will resume very, very shortly. But first, I wanted to take this opportunity to remind you to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Studio 360 Show. And now, back to the podcast.
The very first time that I went to Reading, Pennsylvania was in, I believe, December of 2011. And in that moment, at least in Reading and many places like that, a lot of factories were shutting down, and steel workers and textile workers were finding themselves locked out, which is very different than previous generations where, you know, if you had labor issues, you were able to strike and sit down at the bargaining table and use collective bargaining to really affect change. But what was happening in Reading and a lot of places is that factories were preempting strikes and locking workers out. And so that's very much the environment that I entered Reading in.
Management is saying that it's too expensive to operate here. Yo,
why don't they take a pay cut if they want to save their precious plant?
Exactly.
Because they won't. And you know their solution. You don't meet them halfway, they'll just pick up and run. That way they won't even have to see your bodies as they flee.
That's bullshit.
I'm telling you what's going on right now. I don't want this fucking job.
Cynthia expressed an insight into her own situation that really struck me. My name is Mike Krause. Right now I'm in St. Cloud, Minnesota, for production of Sweat. She is a black woman on the line being promoted to a management position. She suddenly realized that perhaps the only reason that happened was so she could be made to be the face as the workers were being shut out. She's making the best of a really bad situation.
My name is Carlo Alban. I play the role of Oscar. I'm the one original cast member from the play. I originated the role in Oregon in 2015. This is the most rewarding theater experience I've ever had. I did the play in New York, and the night after we closed it to public, we did a performance in Reading, Pennsylvania for the Reading community, which is where the play is set. And we really didn't know what we were going to encounter there. Because we were, you know, putting these people's lives on stage, and it was just a really powerful performance because we were performing for the community that this play was written for and about. And after the performance, everybody kind of started testifying. There was a talk back, and people just started talking about their lives, and they really, really opened up. And we've encountered something very similar going into these communities.
My name's Chaz Dem. I'm from northern Minnesota, mining country. It's called the Iron Range. My grandfather was killed in underground mining, my mother's family. They had 11 kids. There were no supplements. There were no safety nets at that time. I walked out of high school at 19, I started with a mine. But I realized one thing. I wanted to go to college. I look back, and that's a great history I came from, but it's a tough life, and it might pay great dividends when things are going right, but they're not always going right.
Sweat, I really feel, is the American story. It tells the story of Reading, Pennsylvania, but it could be any place. It could be any post-industrial city across the landscape. My real hope is that after the audience sees the play, that they want to sit down and talk to someone who they've never had a conversation with before. I hope that they will ask really tough conversations, not just of themselves, but of the legislators and the people who are in power. You know, I also hope that they will understand the power of art.
What do you think?
Well, why are you asking me? I don't know. You're young. I mean... there are a lot of things you can do, but maybe it's time to move on. This place ain't what it used to be.
And go where?
Anywhere. Sometimes I think that we forget that we're meant to pick up and go when the well runs dry.
And now these last voices you'll hear are from audience members in St. Cloud speaking directly to the cast in a Q&A session after the recent performance there.
One of the things that I was thinking throughout is the fact that we are watching consequences of the social structures that we have, but we fail to see what is going on underneath. Why are we seeing a lot of struggle what is going on? We think about poverty, we think about difference, but we fail to see the root cause of those kinds of inequalities. And we fail to see that these really are structural issues.
You are so believable. You just have drawn me in and all of us in such a profound way. Your talent is incredible. How you have brought it together as a group, living and traveling together for all these weeks. My heart is just erupting with gratitude for the gifts that each of you have brought to this and do over and over again. And there really are no words to express the depth of my admiration for your work. Thank you.
Studio 360's Sandra Lopez-Monsalve produced that story. Invaluable production assistance on the ground in Minnesota was provided by Allison Herrera. And one more thing before we go. If you enjoyed listening to this podcast as much as we enjoyed making it for you, you can rate and review us on iTunes, which helps other listeners discover our show. I don't need a boot to go and find your repeated disputes, cause either way I'll always be connected to our roots. The song you're hearing is Reading, PA by Reading's own Curious G.
Trying to do it.
I was once one of those young people. I didn't see light at the end of the tunnel. It wasn't until I came across a great mentor that said, you know, you can achieve these things, you can do great things, that it started clicking, and I started realizing, wow, yes I can, cause someone else believes in me.
Thanks for listening, and you can subscribe to Studio 360 at iTunes or Overcast or Stitcher or wherever you get your podcasts.